I never touched the diamonds until after I touched the paper. That was the order that made sense to me. Paper first, language first, authority before substance. The desk was already there when I arrived, salvaged oak, chipped at the corners, heavy enough to suggest permanence. People trust furniture that looks like it has survived something. The printer sat to my right, cheap, domestic, the kind you'd use for homework or tax forms. I hated that about it. Important things shouldn't come from devices that fit in a back app. Still, when it warmed up, when it hummed, something settled in my chest, a sound like inevitability. Clients brought stones in pockets, in pouches, in small plastic bags that had once held something else. They brought stories, too, though I didn't ask for them. Inheritances, engagements that ended quietly, promises that needed paperwork to feel real. I explained my process carefully. I never rushed. I never smiled. I talked about observation, experience, limitations. I let silence do the heavy lifting. When people are quiet together, belief fills the space. The first certificate I printed felt heavier than the stone it described. Weight, color, clarity. Numbers arranged just right. My name at the bottom. Ink, drying, as if it had always belonged there. When the client exhaled, I understood something I didn't say out loud. I wasn't verifying anything. I was deciding what would be believed. The office had no windows that opened. Frosted glass faced the street, enough light to feel legitimate, not enough to be distracted by movement. I chose the space for that reason. Authority works best without interruption. Behind me hung framed seals from institutions I had trained with years earlier. None of them authorized what I was doing now. That detail mattered less than people thought. Most clients didn't read seals. They recognized shapes. Circles imply consensus. Gold embossing implies permanence. I learned gemstones the traditional way. Apprenticeships, long days under lights that cooked your eyes, instructors who corrected your posture before your conclusions. I could spot inclusions quickly. I knew when a cut was generous and when it was lazy. That knowledge became my shield. Expertise is dangerous when it lacks supervision. At first, I was careful with language. I avoided the word certificate. I called my documents summaries, assessments, informal evaluations. The templates were plain then. No watermark, no serial numbers. Just enough structure to feel serious. Clients didn't want seriousness. They wanted relief. A woman brought me a ring wrapped in tissue paper and asked if it was worth insuring. I told her what I could see. I explained margins. I explained uncertainty. Then I printed the document. She folded it carefully, like a letter from someone important. I charged modestly. That was intentional. Expensive services invite scrutiny. Affordable ones invite volume. Volume normalizes behavior. The first disagreement arrived months later. A stone I had rated generously didn't match another lapse assessment. The email was restrained, almost apologetic. I responded with policy language I had prepared in advance. Disclaimers work best when they sound bored. He accepted a partial refund and disappeared. Most people do. Escalation requires conviction, and conviction weakens when doubt feels embarrassing. I told myself one complaint didn't negate the rest. I told myself that independent labs were slow, elitist, inaccessible. I told myself I was filling a gap. I never told myself I was replacing something. Everything changed when people stopped asking questions. Referrals arrived without context. Someone said you were fast. Someone said you were fair. Someone said you didn't complicate things. Each phrase felt like permission. A local jeweler began sending clients who wanted documentation without delay. I pretended to resist at first, talked about limitations again. He smiled in a way that suggested we both understood the performance. I refined the template, microtext. A watermark that appeared only at an angle, serial numbers that meant nothing but looked like they did, paper stock thick enough to resist folding. Texture carries authority when language starts to wobble. The word certificate slipped out during a consultation. I corrected myself automatically, then noticed the client didn't care. The word stayed. It settled into the room like it had always been there. I stopped correcting it. Volume brought patterns. Most stones lived in a comfortable middle, where optimism could breathe, When something clearly poor appeared, I softened descriptions. Harsh truth invites resistance. Ambiguity invites acceptance. A logistics firm contacted me about bulk assessments for inventory insurance. Small stones. Hundreds of them. The contract mirrored my own disclaimers. Dense, procedural, forgiving. I signed without hesitation. The printer ran for hours, paper stacked in neat piles. Each sheet carried my name. Doubt didn't arrive as fear. It arrived as arithmetic. Not all stones could be this good. Not consistently. Not at this volume. I adjusted phrasing again, observed characteristics, estimated range, words that bend instead of break. The moment I began trusting my own documents, I stopped needing the stones as much. That realization should have stopped me. Instead, it freed me. When a client questioned discrepancies, I spoke about subjectivity. When regulation came up, I spoke about innovation. When someone suggested oversight, I smiled and mentioned accessibility. At night, I dreamed of templates filling themselves, certificates printing without me present. In the dream, the desk was gone. Only paper remained. The letter arrived by registered mail. No logos, no threats, just a request for clarification regarding issued certifications. The word sat there calmly, unchallenged. I read it slowly, searching for accusation. There was none, only quantities, processes, affiliations. I prepared carefully. Policies, email chains, screenshots of disclaimers I had never removed. Everything I needed existed technically. That was the brilliance of the structure. It was built to withstand attention, not truth. During the call, I answered only what was asked. I spoke slowly. Silence filled the gaps. Silence is where authority breathes. The voice on the other end took notes. I imagined a desk somewhere else, similar to mine, scarred oak and paper stacks. I wondered if it had a window. Nothing was seized. No deadline was given. The call ended politely. Afterward, I printed one more certificate. No client waited. The stone was mine. Something small I had kept aside for years. I filled the fields conservatively this time. I signed my name. The printer hummed. The sound no longer bothered me. I understood then that the damage wasn't in any single document. It lived in the permission I had given myself to replace verification with presentation. I had built a room where belief could sit comfortably, and I charged admission. The desk is still here. The printer still works. Emails continue to arrive. I answer fewer now. Not all. The certificates stack more slowly, but they still stack. Paper remembers what hands try to forget.